Hello.
It's been a while. It's been a 2 weeks. 1 week? A week.
A week, yeah.
Because this is going to be a week late. So sorry.
Yeah, how's it going?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I think that I am completely finished with the semester. I took a final exam today. And as far as I'm aware, I don't have any more stuff to do for any of my classes. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I've checked. I've really tried to look, but I could be missing something.
Yeah. No, I still have a few final projects due, and then I have like final revisions due. So I have like four different projects still to kind of like finish. So, you know, once this week is over, it will be so nice.
Yeah. I filed for unemployment today.
Oh.
It's pending still, clearly. Mm-hmm. But once I do get unemployment, I have to apply for a job daily. I think that's what it looks like I have to do, which is kind of annoying. And then I have to like send it to unemployment. I get it. I get the point of it.
Yeah.
To make sure I'm looking for a job, but also like I'm not going to get a job, you know?
Yeah. It's just kind of a chore at that point because it's like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a grow light.
Oh.
All my money. It's looks like I have a meth lab in the corner of my room. Not a meth lab, like a weed.
Yeah, like you're growing pot.
In the side of corner of my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm trying to grow herbs, but two of my herbs are dead and I'm just looking at them be dead.
Oh.
Under my grow lights. The spinach and the cilantro. I don't think they got enough sun when they were still babies.
Yeah, I would say it's so hard. So I just got, time's an illusion, but I got mint and lavender from Home Depot because we had to go there to get potting soil because I had to like repot some of my plants. So then my roommate had to repot one of his plants because it was literally like this succulent his girlfriend got him. And like he pulled out the roots and it was just all roots. I'm like, you need to repot that like immediately because it was in this tiny little thing. So we went and got potting soil, but they had like a bunch of like just started out herbs, so I got lavender and mint, but like they both need like full sun, and so they're just like up against our like back door, and like you can just see them like growing out like to the door because there's just no sun here.
Yeah,
so it'll stop raining, so those can live, but we'll see.
My basil is still so very small, and I don't know why it hasn't grown anymore. And then the flower that I bought, it's growing. It's looking fine. And then we went to Trader Joe's last week, and I bought, they have like the $2.99 basil plants.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one of those, and I repotted it, and it's at the window.
That's nice.
And it looks fine. And then my roommate bought mint to make mojitos.
Mm. Nice.
Which she has not made yet, but she will.
That's exciting.
Updates. I got a car. Well, I haven't gotten the car yet.
Yeah.
But I know. I'm very excited. Now I can apply for jobs that require me to
get there.
Be in a car to get there.
Yeah.
My parents are driving it up on the 23rd and 24th because I'm from Florida. And they're giving it to me. So that's fun. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, no, I saw the pic. It's cute. You got the little square.
Yes, it is a Kia Soul, and it's red, and I love it. And my mom, on the phone, she was like, what are you going to name it? And I was like, I don't know yet. She's like, well, I named it for the two-day car ride up. And I was like, well, why'd you name it? She's like, I don't want to influence you. So she named the car for the 2 days. She'll be in the car.
That's funny.
It is. Other than that, I haven't done anything besides like work and school and drink wine.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Listen, the box, we are just such strong supporters of just box wine.
You mean the worst kind of wine?
Yeah. Listen, it's just, you get your money's worth with those, because there's always just like, once you think it's empty, you take the bag out and then there's just so much more and you're like, wow, it's just a fun surprise.
Yeah. So I'm turning 21 in 15 days, and my roommates are hosting a party for me because they're lovely, lovely humans, mm-hmm. and they're calling it Club Quarantine. And they're just, one of them is going to be like a bouncer at the door, and she's going to ID us.
That's so funny.
And then they decided yesterday that they're going to have every room in our apartment be like a different themed club. So we're going to like bar hop inside the apartment.
That's so cute.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's exciting for me. But what was it? A few days ago, whenever Friday was, I think, mm-hmm. we had Amelia come over, and she made us roughly 10 different drinks in one night. I was so hungover the next morning. I was throwing up. It was truly upsetting. But I didn't like blackout, so there's the idea. But we had Mexican Bulldogs, which is a margarita. It's a like an iced margarita with the Coronita flipped inside of it.
I've heard of those.
Yeah, so now I have all these little bottles of Coronitas.
I accidentally bought those once because I was at Wegmans, and I was like, we were just like kind of in a hurry, and I was just like walking by. I was like, oh, I want to get Coronas. And then like I didn't realize I got the small ones. And then I got home and I was like, why is this so small? Because I was just like, it's less. So I'm just like, oh, that's unfortunate. So I had all these like tiny little bottles. And I'm like, I didn't realize I got the small ones, but I want to make those. Those sound mad good.
Yeah, they were good. They were very good. So I think those are going to be one of the drinks. I think there's a Spanish themed room. And then I think the other one's like the Jersey Shore or whatever themed. Apparently there's a theme for my room. They won't tell me yet. I have to leave the apartment while they set up on my birthday.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But I bought one of those novelty wine glasses that fit an entire bottle of wine. And it said like, it's time to unwind on it, but I painted over that. So now there's a cheese slice on it.
That's fun.
Uh-huh. But it does fit a whole bottle of wine, and people don't expect it, but it does.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like you're drinking a whole bottle of wine either. So it's ideal.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Well.
All right. Should I get into the case?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. So the first one we are doing is the Burger Chef murder. Here we go. At some point between 11 p.m., which would be closing time, and midnight, which is midnight, I don't know why it says it twice, on November 17th, 1978, four employees of Burger Chef restaurant in Speedway, Indiana, disappeared. They were assistant manager Jane Freet, who was 20, Daniel Davis, who was 16, Mark Flemings, who was 16, and Ruth Ellen Shelton, who was 18. A fellow employee who came by at midnight to visit the four noticed that the restaurant was empty, the money safe was open, and the back door ajar, and that raised alarms. Police found two empty currency bags and an empty roll of adhesive tape next to the open safe. Initially, police did not consider the case to be serious, given that management reported the loss of approximately $581, which is the equivalent to $2,277 in 2019 money, from the safe, and there were no clear signs of struggle. It was thought to be a case of petty embezzlement, with the assumption that the pilfered cash had been used by the youths to go partying that night. More than $100 in coins were left in the register. Although the purses and jackets of the missing women had been left at the shop, the petty theft theory initially seemed most likely, and the scene was cleaned up by employees early Saturday morning. Buddy Elwanger, a Speedway police officer who was eventually assigned to the case, admitted, quote, "We screwed up from the beginning." Not only was the restaurant cleaned up and allowed to be reopened, but no photographs were taken beforehand, effectively eliminating all potential evidence at the crime scene. When the four did not show up on Saturday morning and Fred Vega. Fretz Vega was found partially locked in town. Concern grew. It became evident that they had been abducted while closing up at the restaurant for the night, with the attack possibly beginning as they removed trash bags out the back door. On Sunday afternoon, hikers found the bodies of the four over 20 miles away in the rural woods of Johnson County. Both Davis and Shelton had been shot execution style numerous times with a 38 caliber firearm. Fret had been stabbed twice in the chest, and the handle of the knife had broken off and was missing. The blade was later recovered during an autopsy. Flemons was later determined to have been bludgeoned, possibly with a chain, and died from choking to death on his own blood, which sucks. Mm-hmm. All four victims were still wearing their Burger Chef uniforms. Damn, if I died in a deli uniform. Money and watches were found on the dead victims, implying that robbery might not have been the sole motive for the murders. The leading theory has been that the four victims were kidnapped during the botched robbery, possibly after one of the victims recognized one of the perpetrators. Flemings was covering for another employee shift and was not scheduled to work that night, leading investigators to speculate that perhaps he was the one who recognized the killers, since they had not planned on him being there. On the night of the murders, a 16-year-old eyewitness saw two suspicious men in a car outside the Burger Chef. Yeah, just before closing. Chief? I think it's Chef. Okay. Both men were white and in their 30s. One man had a beard, the other was clean-shaven with light-colored hair. The police had models of the suspects created in clay to assist the investigation. So the initial investigation...
They made clay models?
Apparently.
I've never heard of that before. That is so funny.
Police do weird things.
Sorry I keep interrupting you, but I was just imagining, like, I didn't think of, like, clay, like, facial models. I was thinking, like, little, like, stop motion, like, clay people.
They just made clay replicas of them about 2 feet tall.
This is just what came to mind.
And carried them around. No, it's probably similar to, like, I don't know, don't they make, like, plaster? Mm-hmm. Like, people?
Yeah.
For things?
They make them.
They make them. They do it. later that year, a man in a bar in Greenwood bragged that he had been involved in the killings. Police subsequently questioned him, but he passed the polygraphs, claiming to not have been involved, and the officers were unable to bring charges on other grounds. The man provided the names of the others, whom he suggested belonged to a fast food robbery gang, and whom investigators suspected may have been involved in the case. While following up on these leads in Franklin, I'm assuming it's Franklin, Indiana, but I would like to believe it's Franklin, Ohio, where I was born. Mm. It doesn't say, but that's my assumption. Officers spotted a man who bore a strong resemblance to the bearded man composite. Summoned for a lineup, the man shaved his beard, which he had had for the previous 5 years. So he just shaved it, which is rude. The night before he appeared, a neighbor of his who had not been spotted by the original witness, but who had been named by the Greenwood suspect, subsequently went to prison for strong arm robberies committed with a shotgun. Another associate named by the Greenwood suspect, who fit the description of the fair-haired man, also subsequently was imprisoned for other armed robberies of fast food restaurants. However, without confessions, despite the offers of plea details to any suspects not directly responsible for the killings, and without direct physical evidence of the involvement of the suspects in the murders, the police were not able to effect an arrest. At the time, there was some speculation that the murders were tied to other crimes that had shocked the town over the preceding months, such as the murder of Julia Cyphers and the Speedway bombings. At the time, the perpetrator of the Speedway bombings was still on the loose. However, these cases were subsequently found to be unconnected to the November murders. So here's the later investigations. Investigators continued to follow leads relating to possible suspects as widely as Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Dallas. However, they were not able to find any more promising leads or to locate the evidence that they believed would have been the most useful, such as the firearm, the handle of the knife, and the chain used in the murders. nor have any perpetrators made confessions to the police, though the son of the bearded suspect has told police that he confided in him that he had been involved prior to his own death. So the bearded man's son was like, I killed him. No, the bearded man said to his son that he killed him. Mm-hmm. Ken York, one of the original investigators on the case, has noted that the deaths of the Greenwood suspect and the bearded suspect from apparent suicide and heart attack respectively came suspiciously close after the release of the armed robber named by the suspect from the Greenwood bar. In 1981, Fred's brother, James, was investigated for involvement in the murders after being arrested for unrelated drug charges, but he was cleared of involvement in less than a week. In 1984, Detective Mel Wilsley of the Marin County Sheriff's Department received a call from an inmate in the Pendleton Correctional Facility named Donald Forrester, who was serving a 95-year prison sentence for rape. Forrester said that he was involved in the murders and was willing to confess in order to avoid his scheduled transfer to the notoriously violent Indiana State Prison. At first, the call seemed promising, as Forrester was a career criminal who was living in Speedway when the murders took place and was not incarcerated at the time. Wilsley got a court order to bring Forrester to Marin County, where he confessed to shooting Davis and Shelton. He then led police to the crime scene in the woods, where he accurately described the location and position of the dead bodies and when they were found. He also knew about the broken handle of the knife, which was not widely publicized. According to Forrester, Fredette's brother, James, owed money on a drug deal, so he and three other associates had gone to the restaurant to threaten her. But when Flemons intervened to protect Fredette, a fight broke out outside Burger Chef, during which Flemons fell and hit his head on the bumper of a car. Believing Flemons was dead or dying, Forrester and his accomplices decided to abduct and kill all the employees to eliminate all the witnesses in their crime. Forrester said that he shot Davis and Shelton and gave the names of three men he claimed were responsible for killing Flemons and Fredette. He then led the police to a spot where he claimed he had thrown the gun into a river. However, a thorough search of the river did not find any weapon. Next, Wilsley interviewed Forrester's ex-wife, who said that days after the murder, Forrester had driven her with her out to a wooded area where he left her in the car and got out to retrieve several firearm shell casings off the ground. He then had driven back home and flushed the casings down the toilet. Wilsley then got a warrant to search the septic tank of the house, which was now owned by someone else. The search turned up several spent 38 caliber shell casings, which were the same as the gun that was used to kill them. Mm-hmm. However, after someone within the sheriff's office leaked details of Forrester's cooperation, he suddenly recanted his confession and claimed it was coerced. With no further cooperation from Forrester and no direct evidence proving he committed the crime, Forrester was never charged. He died in prison from cancer in 2006 at age 55. Despite thousands of hours of police investigations, as well as Burger Chef offering a reward of $25,000 to anyone who could capture the murderers or provide information about their whereabouts, and the attackers were never prosecuted, and the case remains officially unsolved. Indiana State Police continue to hold the case open and have reportedly investigated the use of DNA tracing techniques developed since the initial investigation. During the summer of 2018, the community, as well as friends and family of the victims, raised money to plant 4 red oak trees in their honor. Each tree is adorned with a plaque with a short biography of one of the victims. The original monetary goal was surpassed within 24 hours. With the extra funds, a marble bench was installed and dedicated to their family and friends. On November 10th, 2018, just 1 week before the 40th anniversary, a small dedication ceremony for family and friends was held at the memorial site on Leonard Park in Speedway, Indiana. The end. I'm pretty certain that Forrester killed him.
Yeah.
If we're clear.
Yeah. So, like, Yeah. So how much money was it in the At the time, it was like, what, like 500, right? And then...
At the time, it was... Let me scroll up. It was $581, but that's the equivalent of $2,277.
Yeah. So it was just...
It was... Yeah. I guess they just robbed the place, too, but it was to cover up the murder.
Interesting.
Or maybe, like, Fredette gave them the money from the cash register to pay off her brother's, like, drug deal debt. But then Fleming's fell and hit his head anyway, so.
Yeah. I need to look up the name of the show I was thinking of because of the whole burger thing. It was that one.
Is it
really...
Good Burger?
Maybe. I will let you know.
It's okay.
In one moment. No, it's not that. It was a weirder one. Hold on. It was like the...
The Claymation?
Yeah. Because of the clay.
Mm-hmm.
Burger show. Oh, God. What was this called? Oh, hold on. I think I know what it was called. I just looked up Nickelodeon Burger Show, and Good Burger was also on Nickelodeon.
It's Mr. Meaty.
Yeah. Of course, that's what it's called because it was absolutely insane. I think I'm choosing this mostly because I would want to murder those two. Did you ever watch that?
I feel like I've seen it, but I have no recollection of a plot.
Okay. There's not really a plot, which is great because it just, you know, makes no sense. That show was absolutely terrifying. I remember it's like one of those things where it's like, looking back, you're like, why was this on TV? It is so scary. Basically, like, it was a show that was on Nickelodeon. Let me get the year. It aired 2005, ended 2009. And it was like, they were puppets. They weren't clay. And it was like these two like teenagers working at like a like burger place. And it's in like a mall or something. But they're just like two like weird ass like stoner teens like working at this place. And like the puppets they made were just so weird looking. Like especially the skinny one. His face.
Yeah, he's got bags under his eye.
Yeah, it was so scary. And I just very specifically remember like this one episode where one of them had a tapeworm. And it was disgusting. Oh, God. But basically, I think the only reason I like thought of this, because the clay, I for some reason thought this was clay. And then when you're talking about the clay, like police using the clay models, I was like, oh, my God. But yeah, there's no plot to this show. So we'll just say that they got murdered. That's the finale of the show now, because I don't even know. There was just no plot. It was just them working at their little burger shop.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, I'm just looking at the Google images. I would highly recommend you do this.
Oh, I'm doing it.
But yeah, like looking at the designs and stuff, like
there's just a picture of them and they're both wearing World's Greatest Mom t-shirts.
Yeah, look up the tapeworm though.
Is it the one when it's coming out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that disgusting?
Every
single character in this is just gross looking. I will say, though, the one thing I do appreciate about, like, weird looking character design is that I feel like after a certain point, like, everything just got so, like, cute looking and, like, very normal, like, kind of anime.
Yeah.
Like, ever since, like, Tangled, I feel like it's been like that. Like, every Pixar movie is, like, the same character design. Or, like, Disney Pixar more. But I do appreciate some weird looking people, you know? So I'll leave it at that. But no, I'm just picturing these two just getting murdered. And like, oh, who's this little emo guy?
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, this whole show is a nightmare. I don't know. Like, I just remember, like, it would come on. Like, you never want to watch it. Like, it was one of those shows that just like... You're like, you know, 10, so you're just like,
ooh, I found sexy fan art of them.
Ooh.
How fun. I lost it. Where'd it go?
Aww.
Ah. Oh yeah. Good shit. Good shit.
Yeah. But yeah, these two I feel like would definitely be involved in drugs. Just looking at them.
Oh yeah, like, they're like definitely stoned. If not meth addicts.
They are just constantly zoinked. And they would just, and also I'm like, they probably would not, they would, I picture them as like the type of people who would be like, oh yeah, I'll like pay you back, and then like never do. So they just have like all of this like money that they owe to all these people. And then they finally just get murdered at their fucking mall burger joint.
Yep.
But with these ones, it's like, it's what they deserve. These two motherfuckers. Especially the tall, skinny one. Something about him, I'm just like, he's unsettling.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I'm kind of into these puppets now. I think they look so creepy. They look
super fun. The girls look so dumb. Just,
yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah. This is like the Muppets on crack.
Yeah.
No, the Muppets on heroin. That's what this is. That's what this show was. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing. I want these two to take over the deli.
If the deli ever reopens.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. absolutely terrifying. Do you know what show? This doesn't have anything to do with this, but a show that I watched, because it's like, this is an animation, but like it's not live action. So, but the creator of Adventure Time's new show on Netflix.
Oh, I watched it. Midnight Gospel. Oh, yes.
It was so good.
Oh, so good.
It was so good. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
So, like, the animation was super fun and weird, but then also like the dialogue was like super like nice.
Well, so
like it was weird.
But, yeah.
Like, it was like philosophical. You know?
Creator of the show, one, I think it was either, not the creator, but one of the writers on the show, I think, has a podcast where he interviews people, so a lot of the audio is like from that. That's why, like, in the
show, that's what it sounds like. It just sounds like two people being interviewed, but every once in a while they like react to something that's actually happening in the animation.
Yeah, like basically the plot of the show is like there's this guy and he lives like in space, and there's like these universe simulators, so like you can go into like different planets and stuff, and he like goes and interviews people for a space cast. So, like, he has like a little podcast for himself. And, like, the first three episodes, like, kind of are very, like, the audio and, like, visuals do not have anything to do with each other, but it's still very nice.
Mr. President, the first episode with the tiny president and weed, I thought they had to do with each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was relevant, but I feel like the whole zombie apocalypse thing, it's like...
Oh, yeah, they didn't really...
They didn't really react. The first episode's so good. I love that one.
Me too.
The little tiny president man. Yeah, but that was 10 out of 10 would recommend. It's so good. Me and my roommates, we watched it like three episodes at a time because they're definitely like a lot to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't imagine like binging that show. I feel like you'd just be on a different plane of existence. But
I think, yeah, me and my roommate watched like four of them. Mm-hmm. And then my other roommate came home and she was like, what are you guys watching? And we're like, weird shit.
Yeah. Oh, no, that show was so, so good. So good. So, yeah, 10 out of 10. If you're into weird animation. But this one's, like, nice. It's not just, like, weird. It was so good, though. I loved, like, yeah, the animation was so pretty because it was, like, it did have the sort of kind of Adventure Time kind of feel, but it just was, like, way more interesting. Like, the colors.
So much was happening.
So much was happening constantly. I loved
it. Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what was another really good episode that I liked from that one. I kind of liked
the death. I think it was probably the second episode. It was the clown planet, and it was with
that one was really good.
Yeah,
and then I liked the one where he's at like he was going to go to like the super fun planet, but then he like got knocked off and went to like where it was like that lady with her cool horse.
Yes.
I like that one a lot, too.
I like the episode when he, like, talks to death. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the all-white planet, but he falls inside his satchel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, all so good.
Yeah. They're good. They're interesting. I do recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On a completely separate note, I've been watching The Punisher.
Oh.
Which is so graphic. It's surprisingly how gory it is. It's a lot to handle at once. But the second season, she just hit her jewel. The second season, he like teams up with a teenage girl. who's like on the run, and he like saves her life, and then like he protects her. It's super nice because the first season he's like, I'm angry, everyone in my life is dead, I want to kill people. And then the second season he's like, I want to kill everyone but you, little girl, I love you like you are my daughter. And she's like, you're a cool dude, dad, you know.
Yeah.
Also Prince Caspian's in it, the actor from Narnia. He's British.
Oh.
Yeah, he is. He's the bad guy. His name, the actor's name is Ben Barnes, but he plays Billy Russo, which I don't follow Marvel comics for these men, but he's the bad guy. He's apparently got a really scarred face, but in the first season, he does not, and he is a hot, hot man. And the second season, he's got some scars, but he's still a hot, hot man and a bad guy, so oopsie, but... Good show if you're into violence. I'm still working my way through it. I think that's it, really.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I would say I haven't watched. We were watching like some movies. We watched Grand Budapest Hotel the other night.
That we did a Wes Anderson thing. We watched Moonlight Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. And Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yes.
I like those ones a lot. Moonrise Kingdom. That was the first Wes Anderson movie I saw, because I remember I saw it like when it came out, so I saw it in theaters. That one was good.
I saw, oh my God, I'm going to blank on it. What's the one with the guy making the movies? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like one of his older ones.
Oh, Bottle Rocket?
No.
Making the Movie.
Give me a minute. I'll find it.
Oh, hold on. Oh, why am I not?
Oh, Mount Rushmore. Or Rushmore.
Oh, Rushmore. I forgot that he was making a movie.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that in theaters, not because I was alive when it came out, but because I probably was. But when I went to CIA for a summer program for art, they had a screening of it in their personal theater. So it was my first time seeing it, but I also saw it in theaters.
I love Rushmore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Grand Budapest Hotel is really good. It just is, the main guy in it is just so funny. That's probably my favorite one, I'd say.
The main guy as in, like, the kid?
No, Mr. Gustav. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're both funny, but yeah, he's just, like, all of his lines are so funny. So.
We rewatched Princess Bride. It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, shit.
It's very funny. Like, I knew it was funny, and I knew I liked it, but, like, it's very funny. And then today, this morning, when I woke up drinking my coffee, I saw Moulin Rouge. And I have to say, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I did not enjoy it.
I actually just rewatched that the other day. And, like, rewatching again, I'm like, this movie is just so goddamn much.
I felt like I was having a stroke.
Yeah.
The music was fine, but it wasn't the best music I've heard. And there was, like, mashups, and I was like, just a fucking song. And I can understand that it was made by the same man that made the Gatsby movie.
Yeah.
It's very similar, but, like, more of
it. That one and then Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio are all the same guy. But I think Moulin Rouge is the most just, like, flat. I mean, I understand why it's so flashy, but, like, it's, yeah. But his editing is, like, so, like, there was one scene I was watching. I was just like, how many cuts have there been in, like, 15 seconds? There have been, like, 50. It's crazy. But, yeah. I still like it just because it's kind of, like, so cheesy, and I love it, and it's also just so extra. And also Ian McGregor is just delightful.
I do love him. Very nice man.
Speaking of which, we're gonna watch Revenge of the Sith later because it's May 4th.
Oh yeah, happy May 4th. May the 4th with you.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch that later, and then we'll watch Revenge of the Sith just because also today in the Star Wars universe, I don't watch this, but like two of my roommates are obsessed with it, the Clone Wars series.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, like, they usually really, they've been releasing the last episodes, like, or it's the last season, they've been releasing episodes Fridays, but then they, like, released the last episode today because of, like, May the 4th. And apparently it was really good. But the whole last season, like, goes up to Revenge of the Sith. And apparently it was really good. I haven't really ever gotten into Clone Wars, but, like, my two roommates are so into it that they, like I'll wake up, like, Fridays, and, like, my roommate has been, like, she's, like, I've already watched, like, this episode 2 times. So apparently it's mad good.
I'm not a Star Wars fan, so.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Coldier called me last night because he had just seen, he just watched the, like, latest episode that came out, like, of the movies, the 9th episode, and that movie was trash. It was so bad, and he, like,
is called, that the last one?
Yes.
Last Jedi? The one with when Kylo and Rey.
Yeah, the one where they kiss.
Or, like, yeah.
Yeah, which was, I literally, like, just, when I saw, I, like, the last 3 episodes, I've seen them all, like, midnight premiere, just because I'm still a Star Wars bitch, even though I know they're not going to be good. That movie, it was going so, it wasn't, like, if you ignore the plot, it's fun, but literally, like, the last, like, half hour, when that happened, I was literally just sighing in the movie, feel like, are you kidding me? And the, everyone there was the same reason. J.J. Abrams, why'd you have to fuck us up for like that?
Please don't blame J.J. Please don't blame J.J. You know I love J.J.
I know. I don't, it's not, I'm sure it's
I just, not. The problem is, I loved Super 8. Mm-hmm. And then he had to go and take on Star Trek and Star Wars. And I wish he wouldn't have.
I don't
now
think
everyone's
he did
like, fuck J.J. Abrams. And I'm like, but let him make his the Steven Spielberg movies.
I think the Star Trek ones were good. I haven't seen them in a while, but from my, because again, my one roommate, she's obsessed with Star Trek as well. But like,
I mean, they were fine. I watched
them. Yeah, I think she was saying that she likes them for the Star Trek ones, but the Star Wars ones, ooh. They weren't bad. No, they were bad. They weren't like the prequels bad. Like, they still have some, like, they had, every Star Wars movie, I feel like, has just a redeeming factor about every one of them where there's just like a sick scene that's so cool. That's awesome. And then, like, but then the plot. But then there's the plot. Just ignore the plot and you'll have a good time. But Coldier sent me this, like, long voicemail where he had just watched it, and it was so funny listening to it because I was like, yep, yeah, that sounds about right. So.
Yeah. Maybe. If the prequels were bad and the sequels are bad, maybe it's just Star Wars that's bad.
I think
you can do the first 3 episodes, and I don't.
Yeah.
They're fine. But, like, the people keep trying to make more, and you can't you can't recreate the first 3.
So yeah.
No one's going to like it ever.
When you do, like, the full movie ones, I think everyone tries to do that. But all of the Star Wars, like, spinoff stuff is actually, like, the Clone Wars, I haven't seen a lot of it, but, like, from what I've watched.
The animated one?
Yeah. The Clone Wars is actually very good and, like, really saves that whole prequel plotline. And then, what was I going to say? Oh, and then The Mandalorian, that whole show was so good. Like, that, like, and that was live action, so I was just like, oh, I wonder how this will be. But Jon Favreau fucking killed that whole series. He, like, wrote it and, like, directed it, and it was just absolutely amazing. Like, it was so good. So, 10 out of 10 would recommend that one. And then, what was the other one? Some of the other, like, movies that had come out, like, Rogue One was really good, and then Solo was really good.
Was Rogue One that good?
I think, yeah, Rogue One was good.
I think I've seen it. It seemed okay.
Yeah, that's, I think it was just interesting, like, to be in, like, have following different people than just, like, the Skywalkers sometimes.
Maybe the problem is the Skywalkers.
Yeah, but even, like, the, I don't know, Luke wasn't even the problem in the new trilogy. It was just the writing. I don't know. Anyways,
okay.
That's the Star Wars talk of the day, since it's the day.
Sorry to bore you with Tessa's nerd stuff.
My professor for one of my classes, that we have, like, a Zoom meeting later today, he was like, because we're just having, like, a meeting just for, like, end of the class, like, hang out kind of meeting, and he, like, started the email with, like, happy May the 4th, everyone. Because he's the biggest nerd ever.
My teacher did that too. She was like, your projects are due on May the 4th, so May the 4th be with you. And I'm like, thank you.
We just go to nerd college. It's great.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I think that's it. We good? Gucci gang. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't kill anyone. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Wear those face masks.
Yeah. I would say it's illegal if you don't.
In New York State, it's illegal. Not in Florida. So if you don't want to wear it, go to Florida and kill everyone down there.
And if you're in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot will kill you if you step outside.
All right.
The mayor of Chicago has been popping off. People are listening to her. So.
Oh, the New York guy. It's really sad. I don't know his name. What? Yeah. He's in Rochester.
Oh, shit. Really? Yeah. Let's go find him.
Don't leave your house.
Yeah.
All right. Have fun in quarantine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.